Okay, magandang gabi sa inyong lahat. Thank you very much for coming to our youth service. Again, I'd like to ask, sino sa inyo dito, mula na nag-start tayo ng Vibe series natin, tama ba, 3-4 weeks ago, kasi meron tayong isang linggo na wala tayong service, pero nag-start yung Vibe series natin. First time mo nag-attend ng Vibe series, then hanggang ngayon, nandito ka, pwede mo itaas yung kamay mo. Yun. Thank you. Let's give God these people a big hand. Thank you very much for coming back sa service natin. Maraming salamat. Again, if you came here for the very first time, maraming salamat. Again, pwede bang makita ko lang sino yung mga first time na invite kayo ngayong gabing ito. Yun, sige. Thank you. Okay, maraming salamat for just coming up. Showing up, okay, dito sa service natin, dito sa 7 o'clock service. You know, kanina 5 o'clock, we had a great time. Okay, in fact, if you are attending 7 o'clock or 5 o'clock, please make sure na isa service na lang yung ma-attendan natin so that we can give way more seats para sa mga first time na makaka-attend, okay? Anyway, we are continuing our series and we call that Codename I Am. Okay? So kaya yung kanina yung game nila Dan and of course ni Dayan sa I Am, syempre in line with that, this is actually our series for the next 4 weeks starting tonight and we'll be unpacking, okay, the attributes of God, who God really is. Okay? I'd like to ask, sino sa inyo dito, you are into a spy or secret agent movies. Mahili kayo manood ng mga spy, secret agent movies. Okay, marami na sa atin. Parang si Tom Cruise ng Mission Impossible. Okay, so ito yung mga secret agent moves na talagang makikita natin. Ayaw nilang pakita talaga kung sino sila. Of course, not just Mission Impossible, meron din tayong The Bourne Identity. Si Jason Bourne. In fact, yung last na shinut pa yata dito sa Pilipinas, 'di ba, sa Marikina. Okay, magugulat ka, no? Shinut sa Marikina, biglang nasa ibang lugar na naman. Parang ang bilis to, na nagmo-motor lang naman sila pero ang bilis makaalis ng Marikina. Okay? So hindi ko alam kung paano nangyayari 'yon, pero only in that movies. Of course, hindi lang yung Bourne Identity. I believe all of us here kilala natin kung sino to, si James Bond 007. Marami sa atin dito, hindi pa tayo buhay, meron ng James Bond 007. As in talagang iba-iba na lang yung gumanap nito kung sino-sino. And of course, sino ba naman ang hindi makakakilala dito sa taong ito? Si Johnny English. Okay? Also known as Mr. Bean himself. Okay? Reborn. Sino yung nakapanood dito? Johnny English. Okay? Di mo alam kung seryoso kung talagang spy to o secret agent. Parang matatawa ka lang talaga eh. But, you know, we are into these movies. Why? Because just to somehow hide or conceal their identity para hindi malaman kung sino talaga sila. And I know some of the guys, some ladies, na para hindi makilala nung crush nila, tinatago, meron silang code name, okay? Meron silang mga pangalan na tinatago para hindi ma-reveal kung sino sila. Parang sa mga lalaki, di ba, meron silang mga code name na mga boy next door, yung mga Mr. Right, kaya yung iba, boy bakod, di ba? Binabakuran na yung nililigawan niya, okay? Sa mga babae naman, meron din mga initials lang, mga, alam mo yung mga first name tsaka last name para hindi masyadong kilala, makilala nung crush nila. Of course, meron ding mga code name nila, mga Chabelita, mga Chinita, Maldita, talagang lahat, okay? Why? Just to, hide their identity. That's why they are using code names, if you will. And today, as we start that series, as we start the series, Codename I Am, we're gonna look at the titles, names, or code names, if you will, of who God is. And the truth is, the good news is, He doesn't want to conceal or hide His identity from us. In fact, He wants to reveal it para sa ating lahat. But the problem is the culture, the media, the wrong mindsets That is why lumalayo tayo kung sino si Lord, kung sino talaga ang Panginoon. But the more that we understand who God really is, lalo tayong, lalo natin maikilala God is indeed perfect, God is indeed good and faithful sa buhay natin. And yun ang pag-uusapan natin. And right now, I'd like to invite everyone to stand on your feet. We're gonna read God's Word in the book of Leviticus, chapter 11, verse 44 to 45. Okay? It says here that in verse 44, I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourselves and be, what? Can you say that again? Be holy, because I am holy. Do not make yourselves unclean by any creature that moves along the ground. I am the Lord who brought you up out of Egypt to be your God. Therefore, be what? Be what? Say what? Say what? Be holy, because I am holy. Can we just pray? Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for your word. God is a lamp at our feet and a light to our path, Lord. God, we pray that you would open our hearts, that we may know who you really are, God, in our lives. Lord, that you are indeed holy, that you are, Lord God, uncommon, Lord God. There's no one like you. God, I pray, God, that you would just bless the preaching of your word, God. May you increase and I may decrease. I give you all the glory and honor, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. You know, when we talk about that word, holy, okay, itong word na holy na to, most of us here, we have a negative connotation about the word holy. Okay? Pag sinabi natin holy, for some of us here, iniisip natin, ito yung may mga halo. Okay? Alam nyo yung halo. Di ba? Pagka, alam mo, pagka gutom ka, may halo ka. So, tingnan mo yung katabi mo, mukha bang may halo yan? O halo lang talaga, hindi niya masagutan yung algebra niya. Talagang, hirap sa calculus yan, may halo na. Okay? So some of us, we have that connotation of what that holy means. Again, hindi lang yung parang may halo. Of course, some of us, ang iniisip natin, pagka holy, ayan yung mga naka-white. Okay? Yung dress nila, white. As in talagang untouchable. Or mahaba yung buhok ng mga, lalo na sa mga babae. Okay? Alam mo yung talagang petite na petite. Yung hindi mo talaga mabibiro. Okay? Kasi may mga kilala akong mga babae, kung maglakad talaga mga... Kumakaupo, talagang yung palda talagang tataas. Nakaganon. Pero pag holy, may thinking tayo na talagang mga ano yan, yung alam mo yung lakad talaga, parang minsan, talagang kulang na lang, may pahawak na Bible, talaga na, parang, hindi mo alam kung ninja o ano. So, naglalakad lang yan, parang, hindi mo talaga untouchable. Parang, and also, pagka meron tayong word, pagka ang connotation natin sa holy, it means to say, dapat hindi nagpa-party yan. Holy nga eh. Diba? Ano ba naman yan? Nagpa-vibe series, puro party. May umiikot pang ganun. Ano ba naman yan? Yun ang thinking natin pag holy. Dapat tahimik, sacred. Okay? Dapat solemn. Hindi talaga maingay. But, you know, today, we're gonna unpack the holiness of God, who God is, and, we're gonna answer the question, what does it mean really, okay, when we say that God is holy, and what is it for us about the holiness of God? In fact, let me just share this to you, that holy means separate, okay? Pag sinabi natin holy, it means to say kakaiba yan, bukod tange, hindi siya katulad ng nakararami, okay? In fact, pag sinabi natin separate, you are not just another face of the in the crowd. Hindi ka lang yung pag may peer pressure, gaya ka lang ng gaya. Kung ano yung ginagawa ng ibang tao, gagawin mo. That is what we mean by holy. Okay? It means to say you are separated, we are separated from the ways of this world. Also not just separate but also uncommon. Okay? Walang katulad. Again, holy means uncommon. There's no one like you. There's no one like us. Pag sinabi nating uncommon. And I remember just this time, a year back, okay, 2013, ganitong panahon din. Pero siguro mga early August of 2013, I was in Orlando, Florida, attended the conference, okay? And for 3 days, sa conference na yun, Every Nation World Conference, sa tatlong araw na yun, pagpasok ko talaga nung yung hall, kasi mga siguro libo talaga yung tao, okay? Pagpasok ko ng hall, sa tatlong araw ng conference na yun, meron talagang dalawang bukod tangi, talaga uncommon, separate from anyone else. Alam naman natin yung mga foreigners, especially yung mga Americans, di ba matatangkad na? Di ba? Parang nakatingala ka talaga sa kanila. Pero ito dalawang taon to talagang kakaiba. Okay? So, then sabi nila sa akin, nilapitan nila ako bago matapos yung conference. Hey, can we take a picture with you? Let me think first. Hindi, ako yung nagpa-picture sa kanila kasi talagang for 3 days, talagang uncommon, kakaiba talaga sila. Bukod tangi, talagang, alam mo yung, nakaupo, parang nakatayo na, parang gusto pang magkahit tayo, ha? Diba? Kaya pag tumayo sila, grabe, gahigante talaga. Dalawa lang sila talagang pinakamatangkad dun sa libu-libong delegates ng conference na yon. And nagmukha lang the habit yung dating, di ba? So, yung elements. Ang cute ko po, di ba? Sana ba? Parang magpa-picture talaga. Pero these guys were really uncommon. They were separated from anyone else. There's no one like them. Okay? And not just that. Think about this guy. This guy is sino nakakilala dito? May prize sa akin. May premyo. Sino? You. Bill Gates? Marami sila actually eh. Bill Gates. Okay. Tama, Bill Gates. Uy, may premyo ka sa akin. Uwi mo nga itong isang base na to. Kanino to? Joke lang, kay Pao pala to. Baka magwala si Pao. But that's right, that's Bill Gates, okay? Do you know si Bill Gates? Right now, meron siyang net worth of $79.9 billion. Okay? Then sabi ganun sa study, with that net worth, at 6% rate na increase niya, he can earn $114 a second. Every second. With 6% rate, okay, yung kinikita niya. And ngayon, 57 years old siya. Then, sa computation, if we assume that he will still live for the next 33 years, which is magiging 90 years old na siya. Kanina, mali computation ko. Kala ko 80. Talaga, nakalimutan ko na yung algebra, calculus talaga. Kinalimutan ko na yun. Nagpipreach lang talaga ako ng gospel. Okay? So, 90 years old, okay, assuming na madagdagan pa yung 57 years niya ng 33 years, alam nyo, pagdating niya ng 90 years old, kailangan to use up all his wealth, he needs to spend $6 billion a day. Think about that. $6 billion a day para makonsume niya yung lahat ng yaman niya. Okay? In his lifetime. Ganon ka uncommon si Bill Gates. Di ba? Parang tayo, di ba? Parang piso nga. Ang hirap pa. Saan ba ako kukuha ng piso? 10 piso. Nanay ko, hinihingan ko yung 100. Wala mabigay sa akin. Pero ito, si Bill Gates talagang $6 billion he needs to consume every single day to use up all his wealth. Now, think about this. This guy's uncommon. Compare kung nandito siya sa atin or maybe may mga katulad niya na mayayaman din. Okay? Maybe Mark Zuckerberg and the rest of the guys who are, you know, nasa Forbes magazine na talagang mayayaman talaga. But, you know, these guys are uncommon. They are not the usual type of people just like us. Okay? But you know, these people that I talked about, itong dalawang higante na nagpa-picture sa akin during that time, itong si Bill Gates. Yes, they might be uncommon. They might be no one, okay, like them. Maaring walang katulad nila. But you know, this God that we're going to talk about is that there is no one really like this God that we are serving. And for the next 4 weeks, for the next 3 more weeks, pag-uusapan natin about who God is, but we need to start the holiness of God. Now, again, the question is, what does it mean when we say God is holy? And what is it for us when we understand that God is holy? Now, I want you to listen to this. I want you to take note of this, that how you view God determines how you live. Kung paano mo tinitignan ng Diyos, ganun na magiging pamumuhay mo. That's why we need to understand who God really is, so that we may have right perspective of how we live this life. Okay? That's why the first thing that I want to share to all of us is that the holiness of God guarantees that there is no one like Him. Walang katulad yan. Tignan mo ngayon katabi mo. Wala bang katulad yan katabi mo? Okay? There's no one like that person. Alam mo yung parang wala na talaga eh. Siya na lang talaga eh. Okay? Talagang hindi na ako makakita ng katulad nitong katabi kong to. But more than that, it is this God that we are talking about, there's no one like Him. He is holy. In fact, the Bible says in Exodus chapter 15, verse 11, who among the gods is like you, Lord? You know, in India, there are about over thousands of gods that the people of India are worshiping. Sobrang dami nilang gods doon. In fact, kung ano-ano, mga kung ano-ano klaseng hayop, okay? Kung anong kahayupan, mga talaga mga we know worship nila doon. Animals, whatever. Okay? In fact, pinaka-sacred sa kanila is yung cow. Okay? Doon sa India. And there's so many other gods that they are worshiping. But at the same time, okay, here in the Philippines, here, like, just in our lives, you know, every single day we are worshiping so many gods. That might be not in a physical form, but probably that could be, di ba yung iba sa atin, we know worship natin yung mga boyfriend, girlfriend natin, sobrang na nating parang just na sila. Alam mo yung parang mag-boyfriend pa lang o kakahiwalay nyo pa lang, di ba? O nasan ka na? Nakauwi ka na ba sa bahay nyo? Talagang kumaka-check, kumain ka na. So, parang tayo talaga sunod na sunod tayo. Opo, opo. Yes, yes. Di ba? So, parang they could be like God to us. And also, not just that, yung iba, yung gadget natin, nagiging Diyos-Diyosan yan. Okay? Minsan, pinagpapalit natin yan pagka iniiram ng mga kapatid natin. Or minsan, earphone lang, iniiram ng kapatid natin, talagang galit na galit tayo. Ano ka ba? Ba't yun talagang pinagpapalit talaga natin yung relationship na yun eh. Diba? Sa mga kapatid natin o kahit sino man. But we have so many gods. Okay? Marami tayong Diyos-Diyosan. But it says there that who among the gods is like you, Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, and working in wonders? The God Himself, okay, so majestic, so holy, that when you have an encounter with this God, your life will never be the same again. Mababago yung buhay mo. In fact, I like what R.C. Sproul said. Sabi ni R.C. Sproul, God is too great for us. He's too huge. He's too big. He's too great for us. He is too awesome. He makes difficult demands on us. He is the mysterious stranger who threatens our security. Yung alam mo, yung parang feeling mo, ang bait-bait mo, pero pagka na-encounter mo si Lord, grabe Lord, para palang basahan lang yung mga nagawa ko. Lord, compared to your holiness, compared to your goodness, kala ko perfect na ako, kala ko ang galing-galing na ng mga ginagawa ko, but He will threaten your security. Where you put your security? In His presence, we quake and tremble. Meeting Him personally may be our greatest trauma. You know, I like when He said, "Our meeting Him personally may be our greatest trauma." You know, yung trauma, the trauma means in a medical term, pag sinabi mong trauma, sabi nga doon, trauma is when an impact happens in an object. It means to say, pagka nangyari sa itong trauma na to, you will never stay the same. In fact, the way you live, the way you think, the way you talk, will definitely change. Magbabago talaga because of this trauma. Kaya pagka na-meet mo si Lord, I'm telling you, you will never stay the same. Because when you encounter God, you will be different from the person that you were before. Now, let me just illustrate this trauma. Sino sa inyo dito, you know, naundoy kayo, naundoy yung maybe years back na yon, pero na-experience yung undoy talaga. Nabaha kayo, nilubog. Okay? Sige. Yung iba talagang wala lang pakialam, no? Sino sa, di ba, I don't know about you, but this is traumatic. Maybe not for you, kasi wala naman talaga kayong pakialam. Mga nanay at tatay nyo talaga nag-aalala eh. Kayo talaga tulog lang kayo. So, pero sa mga parents natin, after ng undoy, pagka biglang umuulan lang, sino sa inyo dito you would say nakaka-trauma yun? Yung parang umuulan lang, uy, naku, baka lumulutang na. Baka paglabas ko, McDonald's ka, karangalan na, di ba? Parang inaanod ka na pala. Until now, okay? Pagka malakas ang ulan, pag may habagat, you know, parang there's a trauma. Why? Because when an impact happens to an object, you will never stay the same. Magbabago ka. Magbabago yung buhay mo, magbabago yung pananaw mo. Parang kung may crush ka dito sa classmates mo, di ba, tinawag ka ng teacher mo. Okay, Mr. Ganito, di ba? Parang ikaw, cool-cool ka lang eh. Steady lang. So, yung crush mo, nandyan. Okay, then tinawag ka, hindi mo alam yung sagot. Diba? Napahiya ka ngayon sa crush mo. I'm telling you, that's gonna be traumatic. Kaya next time, it will change your life. Next time, makikinig ka na sa teacher mo kasi ayaw mo na mapahiya sa crush mo. Why? Because it will change you. Diba? Kaya pagka nanliligaw ka, alam mo yung parang confident na confident ka. Grabe. Sasagutin ako nito. In just a matter of 1 week, sasagutin. Yung mga karibal ko, mga steady lang. Wala, hindi. Mas lamang na lamang ako sa kanila. Diba? Parang overconfident ka. Then after a week, tapos bigla sinabi na nililigawan mo sa'yo, friends lang tayo. Grabe, trauma yun. It will change the way you think. Kaya next time, listen to this. Next time, pag naligaw ka, pag may nakita ka mga karibal mo, hindi ka na ganun. Nakayuko ka na, mas pogi sila. Mag-iiba na yung tingin mo. Because it is a trauma. It will make your life change. Babaguhin talaga yung buhay mo. You know, the same thing with our experience with God. When we encounter God, it will create a trauma in us that we will never stay the same. I'd like to ask you, sino sa inyo dito, honestly, when you surrendered your life to God, when you gave everything to Jesus, when you tell God, Lord, I want you to be my Lord and my Savior, how many of you would honestly say, you know, my life was never the same again? Would you raise up your hand? So many of us. Because we encountered this God, this holiness of God. Because there's no one like Him. Marami tayong may encounter na mga tao, but there's no one like our God because our God is a holy God. There's no one like Him. Not just that the holiness of God guarantees that there's no one like Him, but also, the holiness of God guarantees that His ways are perfect. Tingnan mo nga yung katabi mo, mukha bang perfect yan? O perfect? Perfect. There's no one who is perfect. Lahat tayo dito, lahat tayo meron tayong mga tinatagong baho. Lahat tayo merong issues. Lahat tayo dito meron tayong mga, alam mo yung mga bloopers sa buhay natin. And there's no one who is perfect. But there's only one God that we worship, who alone is perfect. In fact, Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 4, He is the rock, His works are perfect. And all His ways, not just some, not just few of His ways are perfect, but all His ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is He. He's so perfect in everything that He will do. And some of us here, You know, we might be asking God, we might be questioning God, Lord, why is this happening to me? May naka-experience na ba sa inyo dito yung, alam mo yung may problema ka, tapos hindi pa nasasagot yung problema mo, meron na naman dadating na problema. Diba? Hindi mo pa nasasagot yung number 2, meron na naman number. Ang hirap naman ito. Grabe. Diba? And somehow, we will question God, Lord, why is this happening to me? Lord, why is this happening to my family? Problems after problems after problems. As if like, Lord, there's no end in this situation in our family. But I want to tell you tonight that the ways of God is perfect because we can trust His holiness because God is perfect. There's nothing, not even a small hint of uncleanness na makikita natin sa Panginoon because He is perfect. You know, ang mga anak ko ngayon, malalaki na. And they are all grown-ups. But of course, when they were growing, in time na mga bata pa lang sila, every time that they will disappoint me, okay, I'll make sure that they will receive a rod. I don't use my hand, but I have a rod and I will spank them. As in talagang maglalatay. Alam nila yon. But of course, hindi na ngayon. Malalaki na sila. Alam naman. Diba, pinapalo ko pa malalaki na. But hindi na. But you know, I discipline them according to the ways that I know to help them walk in the straight path. I discipline them so many times. And some of us here might think, Lord, why is this happening to me? Maybe God is disciplining us. Maybe God wants to realign us once again. Hindi naman gugustuhin ng Panginoon, lagi tayo nagsasuffer sa buhay. Ayaw naman ni Lord nun. Gusto niya, happy life tayo. But of course, we need to understand that His ways are perfect. Parang sa parents niyo, wala naman dito siguro yung parents niyo, di ba? Pag uwi niyo, saya-saya mo, nay, andito na ako, di ba? Trip lang na nanay mo, pingutin ka, ang saya-saya mo, di ba? Wala naman sigurong nanay o tatay na, alam mo yung ipapunish ka into something that you didn't do. But then again, that's how we think about God. That's how we question God, Lord, is this really your will? Why is this happening to me? But we need to understand that God is holy. He is set apart. He is uncommon. He is not just like any other parents. He is not just like any of us. But He is set apart. He is uncommon. There's no one like Him. That is why we can be assured of His ways are perfect. Walang halong karumihan, walang halong kamalian sa ginagawa ng Panginoon because His ways are perfect. Not just that, the holiness of God guarantees that His ways are perfect, but also the holiness of God guarantees that we can trust in Him. We can trust in the holiness, the perfection of God, who God is. In fact, in Isaiah, chapter 48, verse 17, this is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go. Now, think about this. Isn't it great to have a God who will teach us, who will tell us what to do? Hindi yung pababayaan ka lang, bahala ka na sa buhay mo. But we have a God who is holy, who is uncommon. Not any other gods that we see here in the world. But He is set apart. He's not just any other. But He is uncommon. Again, the holiness of God. The holiness of God guarantees that we can trust in Him. Can you look at the person next to you? Can you really trust that person? Mukha bang kapanipaniwala yung tao na yan? Sino sa inyo dito, mukha namang kapanipaniwala kahit papano. Ayan. Huwag niyong ilibre yung mga hindi nagtaas ng kamay mamaya, ah. Hindi sila naniniwala sa inyo. But you know, I want to be honest to all of us here tonight. Listen up, listen up. You know, the truth is, how much we want to be honest and be trustworthy to the people around us. The truth is, we can fail them. And maybe some of us here, you would agree with me, we keep on failing them. Di ba, alam mo yung nagtiwala ka? Kala mo ikaw lang mahal niya, iba pala ang mahal. Hindi mapagkakatiwalaan tong tao na to. He can't be trusted. Alam mo yung naniwala ka, kala mo pasado ka? Oh Lord. Hindi talaga mapagkakatiwalaan si ma'am. Or maybe, you know, the closest to us, the person that we treat, a friend, you know, the reality is, they will fail. And the reality is, it is you and me. We all fail because we're not perfect. We can never be trusted. Maybe some of you here would say, you know, lahat na sinabi ko, ginawa ko naman eh. But you know, the reality is we all fail. We are humans. We all have this sinful nature in us that no matter how we want to be trustworthy, the truth is we are just humans. We can't. We all fall short of this trust, of this word trust. But there's only one person, only one God who can be trustworthy. Who can we really put our trust and will never fail us? And that is God Himself. Because He is uncommon. He's not just any other gods. There's no one like Him. Because He is God Himself. You know, if we can learn something from this about the holiness of God, you know, this is one thing that I want all of us to remember. Be holy. Because God is holy. And some of you might think, how can I be holy? Again, it's so hard for me to be holy. Ang hirap maging holy. Ang hirap maging set apart. Ang hirap maging uncommon. You know, lahat ng ginagawa ng tao, baka magawa ko din yun. You know, it's hard for me to stay holy. But you know what? The Bible says, in fact, that yung binasa natin kanina in Leviticus, be holy because I am holy. God wants every one of us to be holy. God wants us to be set apart. Alam mo yung pagka niyaya ka ng mga kaibigan mo ngayon, sasabihin sa'yo, maaaring marami sa inyo, I don't know, huwag nyo na itaas yung kamay mo, pero I believe marami sa inyo dito. Sinabihan na kayo ng mga kaibigan nyo ngayon, ang baduy mo na ngayon, Brad. May pasisis ka pa sa akin ngayon. Wala akong sis, no? Top joke yun, eh. O, sister na lang. Nakuha mo? Mamaya. Yeah. Buti ka pa, nakuha mo. Touch ako dun, eh. Pero sasabihin sa atin ng mga kaibigan natin ngayon, dati, kasama ka lang namin nagiinuman, ngayon, ayaw mo na. Dati, kasama ka lang namin nanonood ng mga pornographic videos, ngayon, ayaw mo na. Ngayon, ayaw mo na sumama sa amin. Because that is what God wants you to be. Be holy because I am holy. It's hard, it's difficult. But then again, by the grace of God, you can be holy. Not because of our own righteous act, but because of what Christ has done for all of us. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 11 to 14, day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again and again and again, he offers the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. You know, in the Old Testament, for you to be holy, for you to be right with God, you need to offer a sacrifice. A priest needs to stand between God and you so that your sins will be forgiven. And he needs to sacrifice something, an animal before God. But this is the good news in verse 12. But when this priest, it talks about Jesus, had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, one sacrifice for all, one last sacrifice for all, he sat down at the right hand of God. Since that time, he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool, because by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. Again, for some of us, we will think it's hard to be holy. But then again, every time God looks at us, he sees a new person, a holy man, not because of what you have done, but because of what Christ did on the cross. That's why we can be holy. You know, before we pray, I would just like to say this. It's not about your good works. Kahit na anong bait mo, kahit na anong galing mo. Praise God for that. But it's never about your good works. It's never about your religious duties. That you can come before God. That you can reach out to God. In fact, we can never reach out to God. It is Jesus Himself who came down here on earth and became man like us. Who sought us. Who reached us out. So that we can be holy. So that we can be set apart. Because God set us apart. That is who God is. That is the holiness of God. And that is the good news. And that's why tonight I believe that God wants to let us know that God, there's no one like Him, that His ways are perfect. And of course, God wants us to know that we can trust in Him at all times. In this lifetime, that we can trust God. At this time, I'd like to pray. You know, I believe that God wants to impress into our hearts who God really is, who He really is to all of us. Would you bow down your heads and close your eyes, and then we're just going to pray. Father, we come to You, God, today, acknowledging, God, that You alone are holy. You alone are God. You alone are faithful. And God, we say, God, that there's no one else like You. You are set apart. You are uncommon. You are so holy, God. You are awesome, majestic in holiness. That's why today, Lord God, can we just all lift our hands to God? All of us, all across this place. Lord, we declare, God, all hands lifted up, Lord God. We declare tonight, God, that You alone are holy. Lord, You are awesome. You are wonderful. You are majestic. There's no one like You and can ever be like You, God. It's only You, God. It's only You, Jesus. Lord, who is holy. That's why, God, Lord, tonight, Lord God, as we view who You are in our lives, Lord, may You help us, God, to live according, Lord, to how we see You in our lives. That You are holy, and then, therefore, we are holy as well, God. We are set apart. We are uncommon, God. We are not just another face in the crowd, but we will live according to Your will.